hanging in there?
Hanging in there. It's not Houston, but I'm hanging in there.
How was the bike ride in today, Dan? Cold. Going to that bus stop. It's broken, and he'll get a cast on it. We'll find out in the next couple days exactly what he can do, what he can't do.
You anticipate he can play through there?
Don't know yet.
Is it similar to what you have on the other hand?
Similar, yeah. Broken.
No, but I mean, he was able to practice in training camp with that.
Yeah, you got to get a cast put on it, obviously. Then you get a chance to see how it feels. And so we'll get a chance to evaluate that after he gets it on.
But he's not going to need surgery for the hand leg?
Pardon me?
He's not going to need surgery?
No, I'll get a cast on it.
Does that make it official you have an injury in every position?
Yes, it does. Almost.
Like, how many games do you think Champ needs to get in football shape? Are you getting to the point where you're worried about him being 100% by if you get made the playoffs or anything like that?
Well, he's on a treadmill. You know, he was on it today doing 14 miles per hour, so that's a good sign. So he's able to stay in shape. But, you know, you just don't know about his agility, his ability to, you know, sprint and turn and do those type things. So you just kind of wait and see. Just kind of hoping that he can go out here Wednesday and feel a little bit better and hopefully get some playing time in.
How can you see this affecting him not playing?
Pardon me?
How can you see this affecting him not being healthy yet? Because, I mean, he's expressed to us just how much it's coming.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's really tough, especially when you deal with that injury. You want to come back, and probably tried to come back a little bit too quick and probably re-aggravated it a little bit. But, you know, he's going to get back as quick as he can, and hopefully he won't do that again, and he'll be back this weekend.
What would you say game planning has changed defensively without him?
Well, obviously, you know, you got maybe the best defensive back ever to play the game. Does it make a difference? Sure it does.
I mean, has it had tangible effects?
Sure it does.
Sitting there each week saying, okay, we can't do this, we can't do that.
You got the best defensive back in the game out. Sure it makes a difference. I mean, you got a guy that's never been in the National Football League compared to one of the best players ever to play the game. Obviously, it's a difference.
What do you think about Woodyard at strong safety? You gonna keep him there or keep you there?
Yeah, he's got the ability to play both positions. And, you know, depending on what type of offense we're going against, he's got that flexibility. The plays he did play, he played well. But when you take a look at his speed and his tackling ability, his ability to cover, it's something that we're looking at, and depending on the matchups.
Have you had a team that you can recall here before that had as big a gap between where you rank in points scored and where you rank in yards gained?
Yeah, we've had that. You know, usually sometimes when you throw the ball, when you're very successful throwing the ball and not as good running the ball, it usually adds up to points. And then when you've given up the rushing yards that we've given up and you take a look at the turnover ratio, all those are a combination of points. As much a turnover ratio and rushing yards against our defense with time of possession as anything else. So it's a combination of all those things. You just don't look at points. You look at your defense. You look at the offensive turnovers, the defensive turnovers. Time of possession is a combination of all those things. Take a look at Kansas City game. You take a look at your average field position at 16-yard line, yet you score 3 touchdowns and a field goal. That's probably as good as it gets with 8 possessions. You know, that doesn't get much better than that. But turnovers is a big part of it as well. So hopefully we can put some points on the scoreboard.
Mike, you've been involved in a lot of exciting finishes in the regular season. Where does that Buffalo win that you had there rank amongst with the Toro play and guys just fire drilling on the field?
Well, you know, anytime you take a game that early in the season, you know, it's a big difference. It's not like in December and you're playing for a playoff spot, but, you know, we've won a few of them in the last seconds, and they're always big.
Do you chalk up Sullivan, his struggles a little bit yesterday in front of the rust at all? Not playing?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's part of the equation. When a guy's been out and hasn't been hit as much as you would like, you know, those things do happen.
After looking at the film, what'd you think of your running backs?
Well, we weren't as productive as we'd like. We did some good things, but we need to get better.
Are you still prepared to keep your confidence in Matt Prater at this point?
Yeah, hopefully he works through it. And, you know, he's started off so good, and And I think Jason Elam, his first year, was 25 for 35, if I remember right. And so, you know, some guys work through some tough times, tough scenarios, and so hopefully he can get back on track.
Is there anything he's doing mechanically that's different or something?
Well, Scott's working with that all the time. You know, I'm not smart enough to figure that out. You know, it's kind of like a golf swing. I can't figure that out. That's why I'm so lousy. But, you know, the one thing that you look for in those kickers is that consistent swing, you know, with their leg. And regardless if it's a 55, 60-yarder and an extra point, and they've got that timing. And sometimes when guys are younger and they miss, you know, they put a little pressure on themselves and they change their alignment, change their swing. And then all of a sudden, everybody's down on them, players, the town, and they've got to fight through it. So that's the nature of being a kicker.
Does Tatum seem as explosive as the last time he was here? And if not, do you chop that up to just him not playing much coming into here?
Usually when guys get a little older, they lose some of that speed. So he's not quite as fast as the first time he came in. You know, part of that, we run him in the 40-yard dash when we put him through workouts. So we get a chance to see how much they dropped off before they come back.
Now, a lot of things went wrong yesterday, but how surprised were you about the three sacks that you gave up? I mean, the offensive line hasn't done that all year.
Yeah, you got to take a look at the sacks. The last one was we gave up a sack the last play of the game where he got tackled at the line of scrimmage, so could have thrown that away trying to make a play. Yeah, that just happens. And he made some great plays to keep himself from getting a sack. So sometimes they average out in the long run, or most of the time they average out in the long run.
How's Lichtensteiger looking? Practices, and we've seen him in that goal line role, but not really a guard.
Well, we haven't watched him play very much in live situations. You know, he went in there and obviously got beat for the sack, and really tough to put a guy in there for his first play in the National Football League in a passing situation. And he kind of, our back stepped up and kind of picked him away from the defensive tackle. So there's not a whole lot he could do there, but those things do happen.
I mean, in practices, is he impressive?
Yeah, that's why we got him dressed. You know, he's one of our seven guys, so to be one of the seven guys that are dressed, you look at him as a center and a guard, plus he can play the fullback in the tight end position as well as the wing, so he's done some good things.
A number of your losses this year have been because you've just beaten yourself, Kansas City, maybe New England, Raiders clearly. How much was yesterday a case where just on that given day you were just beaten by a better team?
To be honest with you, I just think I did a bad job preparing these guys to play. You know, we're better than that. We just didn't play at the level we're capable of playing. And, I bring that back to me. Hopefully, we'll turn things around this weekend.
You used to talk quite a bit about the predictive value of ranking in the top five defensively for Super Bowl championships, mm-hmm. That sort of thing. Do you feel like a team that's ranked where you have all year defensively can still do something, be successful in the postseason?
Well, I kind of compared it to Indy. You know, when Indy was, you know, close to last in the National Football League and in a lot of different areas, and they got a couple guys healthy, start playing their best defense once they got to the playoffs. Usually that doesn't occur. I think Indy is one of the few examples of that happening. So it is possible, but highly unlikely.
Mike, why'd you go with Selvin, B.J., and Tatum over Corey?
Corey's not ready. You know, anytime you have a guy in a practice squad and you watch him practice and then you put him in a game-type situation, you get him ready for a game plan without OTAs, preseason, it's pretty tough. And, you know, putting him through a situation. I thought he was starting, to be honest with you. I read the paper and I said, holy cow, he's starting. But then I caught myself and I figured out we were in charge of that. But, God, it scared me for a second. I got to take my shots. You guys get your shots.
We had them all starting by the end of the week.
Oh, I know I did, right? You covered yourself, I like that.
How do you think Josh Barrett did last night?
He did a pretty good job. You know, he's got some great speed. Not perfect by no means. You know, we had some missed assignments in the secondary, didn't play as good as we'd like to. I thought we did some good things with our rush defense. You know, played the rush defense like we did against that type of football team, I think that was encouraging. I know we gave up that big run of 56 yards, and if you take that out, it's 3 yards of carry. I know you can't take it out, but when you have a missed tackle and against that type of offense, especially with the way we moved the ball in the second half, I thought guys stepped up.
You obviously had to weather the storm at running back all year long, but you lost a lot of bigger backs. So are you concerned about your ability to pound the ball, like between the tackles, short yardage, that kind of thing? I mean, you don't have that
250 guy or Michael Pittman type anymore. Is that a concern right there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you answered the question, but it was a good question.
Couldn't expand on it.
No, I mean, you just explained it. What do you want me to do, put Corey Lichtensteiger back there so he can carry it? He's a big guy.
It's a story. For
story? Okay. Go with it.
We'll have him starting.
That's right. No, we got guys that can, you know, they can carry it. You know, they're not 250, 230-pound backs, but I got some confidence in them.
Mike, obviously you want to win every game, but is there added emphasis to take care of business this weekend with it being a home game, Buffalo coming in struggling a little bit, and not have to let it come down to that last game in San Diego?
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, you want to take care of business at home. There's no question about it. You've got the fans, you've got the crowd noise. You know, you got a big advantage of being at home. We've got to take advantage of it. We've got to play our best game, and hopefully the fans are into it, so we do have that home field advantage. That would obviously help us a lot, and I think they will be.
Players talk all the time about being at their best in December. A playoff drive for a bunch of young guys. What's the value of that, and is it that much tougher to perform in September, December as opposed to September?
Well, you always want to play your best in December for the obvious reasons. If you get to the playoffs, you got the chance to do something once you get there. But I think, you know, for young guys, it's especially important to get to playoffs so they feel that atmosphere, what it's like, you know, the adrenaline, stepping up, you know, what it's like to play a team that's in the playoffs. And since we haven't done that a couple of years and we've got a couple of young players, I think it, you know, be a big plus to be in the playoffs.
I think San Diego plays the early game on Sunday. How will you treat that situation when you put it on the scoreboard? Do you want to be close to dark about their results?
Well, to be honest with you, we're going to concentrate on our game. You know, we're not going to have the TV on. Hopefully, it won't be up on the scoreboard. We'll try to work with that if we can and try to take care of business. Try to play our best game, not worry about something we can't control. I think I made a mistake by allowing that to happen. You normally allow that to happen. Except for about an hour and a half before the game, so they get a chance to watch most of the first half of most games because guys are in the locker room very early. But it does take some emotion out of you. You know, just watching is just common sense, especially this time of year. So we won't have any TVs on. We'll try to take care of business, not worry about Tampa Bay and San Diego, and hopefully control our own destiny.
Do you think you can trade phones?
What's that?
You're going to confiscate phones.
Yeah, they can't have phones in there either. Cost them too much money. So phone goes off, they get fined if they're... So they're caught with a cell phone. We get a lot of cash, so if it's that important to them, we'll get some cash.
You said earlier that we're better than that. Do you think that the focus wasn't there a little bit because of what you just talked about? Or?
I'm just saying that we didn't play one of our better games, and I didn't think I did a good job preparing them. I'm not going to get specific with everything, but we can play better than that, and I got to do a better job getting these guys ready.
How did Josh Bell do? It looked like he was very active and very...
Here's a guy about 165 pounds, you know. Takes on guards, he takes on fullbacks, he makes tackles. He'll compete with the best of them. I really plays with the way he stepped up and how active he is. You know, he made some mistakes, which most young guys do, but, you know, the effort's there, and he's just going to get better and better.
Mike, you've had a lot of rookies and started a lot of draft picks. How do you think your veteran leadership has done this year in kind of helping out a lot?
Well, usually, you go in the direction of your veteran players. I mean, if your veteran players don't step up and lead, usually you're not going to be very successful. And so I'll tell you at the end of the year.
How did DJ do yesterday?
He did okay. I think his shoulder was a little sore and his knees were a little sore. It'll be interesting to see how he does this week. But I thought he did quite well, you know, coming off of, the layoff he had.
What was the intangible effect of having him back? That is his defense.
Well, you want your captain's back. You know, he's the leader of our football team. You know, we talk about leadership. We talk about, you know, veteran players. Champ and DJ are team captains, and it wasn't even close, so... Very well respected, so to get those guys back is a big plus.
Could you feel anything different having him back in the huddle again from them?
Well, you have to ask the players, but I felt very good about having him back. Anything else?